Okay, gentlemen, good morning. So, Bruce Dominic?
Bruce Dominic.
Oh, I'm saying, okay. He was already without his tefillin then, so I thought he was ready.
Yeah,
what do you want me to say? No, maybe we'll wait for Bruce after all. He's a senior member of our colo here.
Second year.
He's senior staff already. I want to welcome our newest member, Dov Friedman, who has led us so beautifully this morning in the rendition of... Rendition of Slichos. You're beginning to get a chazaka on Slichos. Is that because of your beautiful voice, or is it because you come on time?
I come on time and no one else is here.
he starts and no one's here.
I only do Slichos when I do it as a chef too, so there you go.
Seder. Morning, Bruce.
Morning, Bruce.
We said we can't start without the senior members. All the new members from Mela, they should learn to come on time, but senior member, we wait.
What are you supposed to do after the meeting?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I've
never
heard. I don't know.
They've been doing it
since last year. Where's your brother? Yeah,
we got some lunch.
Say about Slichos, I don't want to, between Ben Kessel La Asor, God forbid, say something against the Jewish people, but this year, the way we have the year set up, it's very hard for me to justify not to come to Slichos at 6 o'clock in the morning. Because the Chatchila, you should say Slichos at Ashmoret HaBoker. Now, Meila, they changed the clocks, and Ashmoret HaBoker is 5 o'clock in the morning. So, Epis Machana Teirut, it's too early, it's going to ruin your whole day, you won't be learning Torah that day, you won't be concentrating. But 6 o'clock already is Shaykh. So, it's hard for me to justify not coming to Slichos at 6, so... There I am this year.
How about 10:30?
I was a community rabbi not long ago. The Allah Eterim, I know from beginning to end. That's important to you, blindfolded. You have to justify yourself before God.
That 10 o'clock thing was started because people were afraid in New York to go out at 1 o'clock in the morning to sleep. In the good old days, people only went to sleep, they went to the first night to sleep.
There are still people who do sleep at the right time, which is 12:30.
No. The right time is Ashmoret HaBoker. 12:30 is as equal to Ashmoret HaBoker, if not worse. Ashmoret HaBoker is the best time. Right? That's the last Ashmoret of the night before night. So this year, Baruch Hashem in Israel,
so
works out
the first night a big deal doing it at 12:30?
The first night the minhag was established to do it, that if you do it, you do it the first night at night, because in Slichos it says, B'motzei Menucha, Kidam Nuchach Tchilan, there's a lot of references to night, not to day. So Chatzos, Ashmoret HaBoker is equal. Everything else beyond that is already a Teirim, and B'dievetz, and Shatat Chaks, and etc. So this year in Israel, that's the good thing. But once upon a time, Israel was a Jewish country, you remember?
I'm still waiting.
Once upon a time, Israel was a Jewish country. They used to change the clocks to standard time before the first Slichos. So the first Slichos was not at 12:30. Chatzos was at anyone? 11:30 on Motzei Shabbos. You took a good shluf on Shabbos. You're up at 11:30. It was perfect. What?
They do whatever they want.
They change the clock before midnight. They change it on Thursday.
No. They changed it. No, I don't mean right before.
They changed it
in such a situation that the first night of Slichos for Ashkenazim, Slichos was at 11:30. And then when did they change the clocks to daylight savings time?
After the Seder.
So once upon a time, Israel was a Jewish country. Good morning, Dr. Sevier. Today, as we know, we're dealing with other countries. And ultimately, it's not easy. We change the clocks not before, so the first night of Slichos is hard. But the good part is we get the Ashmoret HaBoker thing we just spoke about. But that's exactly what I wanted to speak about this morning. When Israel was a Jewish country, I learned in yeshiva. And came Motzei Rosh Hashanah, and I said to the Rosh Yeshiva, the minhag in the yeshiva that year was to say Slichos at 11:30 at night. Chatzos. Okay, Dov, you like Chatzos. 11:30. Tzom Gedalia Slichos, do you say at night or in the day? The Rosh Yeshiva Paskin, you could say it at night, like every night. It says in the Slichos I'm holding, Slichot Tzom Gedalia, usually, as we know, the fast starts 4:56 a.m. corresponding to Alot HaShachar. But no, the Slichos have to do with Aseres Yemei Tshuva, not only with the fast, so you could say it at night. Out, Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Good. So I put up a petek saying the Slichos will be tonight 11:30. Comes along one of the Rambam in Yeshiva and rips down my petek. rips down my pesach. So I went up to him. I said, why did you rip it down? He said, because you're not allowed to say slichos of Tzom Gedalia. That's right. It's slichos that have certain connotations to the Tzom that we're only starting to fast in the next day. So the bottom line is, years later, I look back at this, and I think they're both right. If you looked at slichos this morning, Dov was chaz and he knows the slichos well. Dov can tell you that there's references to the fact that on this day, tragically, we commemorate a Gedalia being murdered by Jews. Many say it wasn't even on this day. Just to make matters worse, it was on Rosh Hashanah itself.
His name was Yishmael.
But the bottom line is... Exactly. But we make references to the fact that today is a fast day that has to do with the four fast days that we commemorate over the Churban. And yet, the Slichos also make references to Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So what is today? Why is it that we're all mixed up? In other words, the Slichos go by the format of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We start with Ashrei. We do Slichos before davening, or as you can hear, after davening. We don't do it right after Shmoneh Esrei like we do on fast days. And yet, we do make references to the fact that it's a fast day. So which one is it? Is it a fast day commemorating the Churban? Is that what we should be concentrating on today? We should whip out a Sefer Melachim and read about this tragic event? Or no, we should be talking about Tshuva and Tshuva and Tshuva, and if Gedalia happens to come into our Tshuva discussions, then we'll schnep it in as well. Good rabbis, trained rabbis, know how to take any event and make it, speak out of the parsha of the week. Doesn't make a difference what happened that week. If there was a hurricane and it didn't come out parshat Noach, they can make parshat Lech Lecha talk about the hurricane, right? So what is it? Is today a Chageya, we commemorate the Churban, or is today a day that we talk about Tshuva? Well, let me put it differently. Is today Ben Adam Lechavero, murder, awful, or is today Ben Adam Lamakom? Which one is it? And I think the answer is exactly what you just said. First name again, I forgot. Jeff, it's both. And I want to quote to you from a source that I've never quoted before, because quite frankly, I look around the room, I see people that are highly educated, I see people that, Baruch Hashem, they don't read anything under the New York Times. But I'm sure you heard of a newspaper called the Jewish Press. Yeah? The Jewish Press.
Still being published?
Still being published.
Jewish press. Yes, we wrap up.
The Jewish Press. Okay, the Rav is quoted as saying, they asked him if he read the Jewish Press. And he said, I don't want to say what he said. Anyway, New York Times, I'm looking around the room, we don't read anything under it. But Jewish Press, I had a congregant that got the Jewish Press in Halifax, and he gave me all his back issues. And being in Halifax, I was totally disconnected from the Jewish world, usually for better and not for worse. All the garbage that was going on, I didn't know about. It was wonderful. Like, I found out that you can't drink water in New York 5 months later. I didn't know there was a whole ruckus. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. The water in Halifax was clean. We tested. It was great. The gentleman, he gives me a Jewish Press, and on the front page, on the left side, there's always like an editorial by a guest. It always changes. Right? There's the headline of the week, something in Israel usually, and then there's like an editorial. And the name of the editorial, if I'm not mistaken, was Not From Ehrlich. And this gentleman, I forgot his name, was talking about the fact that in this day and age, what do we look for? We look for from people. What's from? Define from.
How you dress.
How you dress. What you don't eat, mainly.
What you don't eat.
What you don't somech on. Which Eruv don't you hold by. Correct? Yashan, Chalav Yisrael, you name it. That's what we talk about. People are looking for Shiduchim. That's what they taught. Is he from? Yes. Let's now measure the from kite. Go. Call of Israel, Yasham, etc., etc., etc. And this gentleman in the neighbor, in this article, which if I ever find, I'd love to put in my files, I just couldn't find it before this year, says that that's the problem with our day and age. Because once upon a moon, they didn't say the word from, they said Ehrlich. What's Ehrlich in Yiddish? An Ehrlich Yid, what does that mean? An honest Jew. When you say the word honest, you don't just mean honest with God, you mean honest with your fellow man. Honesty is not just measured by what you don't eat and which Eruv you don't hold by, but rather also by how you act with your fellow individual. And the truth of the matter is, as Jeff said, it's both. An upright Jew between Kesel and Asur can't come along and only talk about which chumras he's going to accept upon himself. Or if we already mentioned it, I know it's a fast day and we're talking a little bit too much about food, but just because it's Minyanei D'Yoma, everyone here I'm sure knows the famous chumra of the Ramban, the Shulchan Aruch itself, Ben Kesel Asur. What is it? With regard to food?
Pas Yisrael.
We have a heter called pat palter, meaning that you're not allowed to eat something that's cooked by a non-Jew, even if it's kosher. That's called bishul akum. But pat akum, which is also a gzeira you're not allowed to eat, if a non-Jew makes bread for you, we have a heter called pat palter, which means what?
It's a bakery bread.
Bakery bread. What's the heter based on?
No interaction.
Two things. Number one is, you don't know who the baker is. There's no way you're going to marry his daughter. And the whole gzera was mishum chatnut, that you might marry a non-Jew. And secondly, bread is a staple of life. You don't start a meal without bread. Now, looking around the room, does anyone hold by what I just said? You don't start a meal without bread. Look back to Savir, you always eat bread at every meal. No. Very good. In America, I remember when I was a kid, the big chumrah was you don't eat entiment between Kesav and Asa. You see, entiment, if you didn't call it pot, you had a problem. It was bishul. So it was bishul akum. So you had to call entiments pot above the kisnin. So it had to be called pot, and then you can eat it all year. But between Kesav, we don't eat entiment. Moitzei Yom Kippur, like a bunch of savages, everyone break the fast on entiment.
Chumrah is like Shabbos, right?
The Shulchan Aruch brings the chumrah, pat palter all year, ben kesel ha'asur, aseret yimei tshuva not. Important. But it's also important in kesel ha'asur to ask ourselves, are we honest with one another? Are we erlich ha'yidin or just frum yidin? Are we just frum with God or are we frum with one another? And it's very interesting to me that in our slichos this morning we mix them up. One slicha about aseret yimei tshuva and one slicha about Gedalia. One slicha about Ben Adam Lamakom and one slicha about this intolerance to a Jewish leader who is, so to speak, collaborating with the enemy, and therefore they said, he's terrible, let's kill him. And what's interesting is, we have a test that we're preparing for our whole life. Everybody know the test? The ultimate test. By the way, there's one thing about this test that makes it the easiest test you've ever taken. What is your dream come true with regard to an exam?
It's canceled.
I don't agree. Dr. Savir, if it gets canceled, you have to take it some other time. No, we don't want it canceled. What do we want?
The answers.
We want the answer to be more precise.
In advance.
The questions. If we knew what they're asking on, we'll know what to prepare for. We have a test that we're going to get. After 120 years, we're going to la'amod v'din, not on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, but rather before Kodesh Baruch Hu. And during this test, we actually know the questions. It's a wonderful test. We know the questions. Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, you've heard it before. The Gemara says like this. Amar Rava, B'sha'asha machnisim adam ladin, when a person goes in to trial before God, or Mimlo, they say to him, Nasata v'natata be'emuna. Explain those words. Did you do business honestly? That's the first question in the Gemara. Second question. Kavata itim la Torah. Did you every single day devote some time to learning Torah, to intellectually being involved in the pursuit of Jewish scholarship? Now, very interesting Rava in this Gemara. He starts with business ethics. He goes on to learning Torah. He starts with Ben Adam la Chaveiro and goes on to Ben Adam la Makom. Now, I'm not even going to make a whole drasha as to why he put this one first and this one second. Who knows? Maybe he just said it. Bottom line is, he says them both. He says them both. The ultimate test before God is not only going to be about, did you not eat pot palter between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Did you have chumras and kashrus? Did you have chumras and hilchos nida? Did you have chumras and Shabbos? But rather, it's going to be about both. It's going to be about your involvement with the world at large, and it's going to be about your involvement with God. Third question, Asakta Bifriya Uriviya, which, by the way, is not part of our lecture. It doesn't mean, did you have children? It doesn't say Kiyamta Priya Uriviya, but rather, did you get involved with your children? Asakta. Were you involved in their lives? Tzipita li Yeshua. Did you wait for Mashiach? As you can see, what's Rava doing here? He's mixing up what and what? Very good. You got it. Teres Adibros, equal on both sides. We have that Masoret. Mishpatim, mix them up. Better example. Parshat Kedoshim. You remember Parshat Jephthah Bal Kora? He knows Parshat Kedoshim. Parshat Kedoshim. Kedoshim to you, be holy to God. If you look at that Parsha, look through it. The Parsha mixes up pasuk after pasuk, interpersonal relationships and our relationship with God. One pasuk is Ish Imo Ve'aviv Tirau. Continue. Ve'chavtotai Tishmoru. And it goes on and on. It goes on and on. We have to try between Kesel La'asa to internalize what Tzom Gedalia is. It's exactly both. It's both a fast day, like all the rest of the fast days, Asara Betevis, etc., part of our Avelus on the Chorban, but it's also part of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And it's perfect that it's exactly there. Halavai, we didn't have a Tzom Gedalia, and they didn't kill Gedalia. But if they already did, and it happens to be now, we have to internalize one message. We have to mix up our aspirations, then Adam Lamakom, just like with Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. As we all know, the Gemara in Yuma talks about how you have to get to Yom Kippur with Slicha Mechila. You have to ask God for Slicha Mechila. We all know what we did wrong this year. But what doesn't Yom Kippur Mechaper? Ben Adam Omakom. Once again, the Gemara in Yuma, which talks... Ben Adam Chavero, excuse me. Once again, the Gemara in Yuma, which talks about basically what? The most of the Gemara. How many Pukim are there in Yuma? I don't remember. It's not a trick question. I'm really asking. How much?
Eight.
You sure? Eight. Okay, let's take eight. Seven prakim talk about what? Avodat Yom HaKippurim in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Baruch Hashem, today, when I was a kid, and I was a kid not so long ago, I'm losing hair, but I'm not that old, I don't remember that part of the davening being coherent to anyone. I was a curious kid, so I used to ask people, what are we doing? This is a Seder Avoda. Okay, so what's the Kohen doing? So first of all, I was in Nusach Ashkenaz Shul, and in Nusach Ashkenaz Shul, they read Amitz Koach. That's the piyut that makes absolutely, unequivocally no sense to someone like me who is fluent in Hebrew. It's P-U-T. Every word there, it's very hard to understand. Nusach Svarad has Katakonanta. Beginning is a piyut, and then, simple. The Kohen took this korban, brought it over here. He went into the mikvah, he came out. He went over there, he went over there. Wednesday night I'm giving a shir on Seder HaAvoda. I'm quoting from Atakonanta, because if I quote from Amitz Koach, I won't understand myself, and it will just look like I'm smart. But I won't understand the word. Gentlemen, seven prakim talk about Avodat Yom HaKippurim. The eighth parak talks about what we do, right? The Nuyim of Yom Kippur, etc. And the Gemara explicitly puts in, when there's no time left, right? It's the last parak. Make sure to say to you, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, Ben Adam HaMakom. Tzom Gedalia, as we said in the Slichos this morning, is both. It's Ben Adam HaMakom, it's Ben Adam HaChaveiro. And we as Jews have to try as much as possible to aspire not just to be frum, but to be ehrlich, to be honest with God, and to be honest with one another. Okay. Yeah, I'm